Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Let me give you 15 minutes of heat. It's sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade, KendallDodgeChryslerJeepRam.com. You mentioned 6 o'clock tomorrow. And I was about to say, Salon, it's going to be electric at the Kaseya Center.
Yeah.
But then you go, 6 o'clock on a Saturday. And I want to read you this email that Ira Winderman got at the Sun Sentinel. What will it take to get the Kaseya Center full for the start of Saturday's game? Home court advantage shouldn't arrive in the second quarter. This is what Ira says. Tell fans that the 6 p.m. start is actually 4 p.m. Or closing the lounges before tip-off. Mm. Or by introducing Heat fans to the myriad options of public transportation. TD Garden is similarly built alongside a waterfront, limiting traffic access, but also is built alongside North Station. Or he says, by offering a giveaway, but only to the first X amount of fans. It's amazing what fans will do for free stuff. Similarly, by offering severely reduced priced concessions until tip-off. Or by assuring fans there will be ample video monitors to watch the 5 p.m. start of Saturday's Panthers game.
Hmm.
You know what I do like in Ira's suggestions there? Because he's being a little glib. Severely reduced concession prices, I think, would get people there early. Because if you're going to pay $4 for a beer between 5 and 6, or $40 for a beer after 6. I don't know what the prices are. But you know what I mean? If you reduce the concessions, maybe you get people there early. Do you think it's going to be anywhere near a full house at 6 p.m. tomorrow, Solana?
100%. This whole idea that Heat fans show up late is accurate during the regular season, not for postseason basketball. If it's Monday at 7, right? Like, if Monday night ends up being a 7
Didn't
o'clock game.
Didn't it look light, though, when the Bulls played in that play-in game at the beginning of the game?
We're talking about a play-in game. The play-in game, Hawk? The play – we're talking about a play-in game, bro. Are you kidding me?
There's either regular season or postseason. That's technically postseason.
Last year, this is a true story. Or I lie a lot. Maybe it's not. But just trust me on this.
Sometimes his true stories are not
correct. But last year, I remember Monica McNutt, who actually does a very good job on ESPN. She calls some of the Knicks games as well. She is very good at her job. But she made the mistake that a lot of national broadcasters make, which is when her beloved Knicks went down 1-0 and then it was 1-1 and the Heat were coming back to close out game 6. She made the mistake of talking about how bad the Miami crowd is. And she just pandered to Knicks fans. Like, I get it. All right, Monica McNutt, I get what you're doing. I took a video 4 minutes before the national anthem started. We went to commercial break. Monica McNutt was sitting to my right. I took a video of the crowd last season. In the NBA playoffs, there wasn't an empty seat 4 minutes before the anthem, which means there's still 12 minutes before tip-off. Heat fans show up for a Saturday afternoon game.
What round was this?
Second round.
And it was against the Knicks?
Yeah, but it was mostly Heat fans.
Well, those are Knicks fans.
No, mostly Heat fans, Hawk. Mostly Heat fans. Game 6, closeout game. You all remember Heat won. All right, sent the Knicks packing. And there wasn't an empty seat at the Kaseya Center last year. There's a video on Instagram, on WQAM's Instagram, if you want to scroll down and look for it.
It's not there.
It is. Because
we can do the research and find out what game it was and what date it was on, and we could be able to look it up, and it's not going to be there.
Well, trust me, if Solana Instagrammed it out, it absolutely ended up on the 560 Instagram page because he re-Instagrams everything he does and retweets everything he does on all the 560 pages.
Listen, I'm the only one putting out content on the WQAM socials, so you're
welcome. You're actually not. You're just retweeting yourself.
No chance, Solana. I was at the finals.
Right. It was slammed before the games. Like, no,
but
don't peddle this narrative in the crowd. Don't do this.
Well,
don't.
The finals are at like 9:15. That's actually perfectly suited for a Miami crowd.
There were people walking past me after I was.
That's what I'm saying.
Outside.
Saturday at 6:00,
stadium will be slammed. It'll be slammed. People will be in their seats for a playoff game, especially after the Heat took game 2. I trust South Florida. I do. I trust everybody to be in their seats tomorrow. And, hey, if you sold your tickets, if you're a season ticket holder and you sold your tickets, you know who's buying those tickets because you want to make money for the playoffs.
You always sell your tickets. You're a season ticket holder.
Yeah, but I'm not anymore, so this doesn't apply to me anymore. But if you're a season ticket holder, after the Heat did what they did, after Coach Spo turned into Psycho Spo and put on a coaching masterclass – and you put up the value of your tickets to make a quick buck for game 3 after what the Heat did for you on Wednesday, you know who's buying those tickets. It's those losers coming from Boston and Green. So you should be ashamed of yourself, you bums. Go to the games.
I'm going to be in hide until well in the second quarter.
You'll be there in the third and the fourth, too, because those are your tickets. You just get club tickets.
How much for real seats? Man, I slide in high for about 100.
All right. So tomorrow, 6 p.m. Don't embarrass me, Heat Nation. Come on.
4 p.m. They changed the time, everybody.
Somebody says it's a lie. The seats are red. Gives the illusion of the fans are there. Hey, dummy, it's white hot. Nobody's wearing red, okay? Everybody's wearing white. That bothers me, too. Everybody knows for the past decade, white hot for the Heat. Since 2006, white hot for the playoffs.
I like, hey, dummy. That's always funny to me.
I mean, and people show up in black. People show up in red. What are you doing, bro? You don't have one white shirt? One.
Wait a second. Are you angry at the fans or you're not angry at the fans? You just supported them by how everyone's there and the place is packed. Now you're ripping the fans. They don't know what color to wear.
Wear white. Be in your seat by 5:50. All right? Don't embarrass me. Heat Nation. Come on.
Okay. All right.
By the way,
they a lot of ground there.
They do have like some special offers at the 601 lounge. Like they have happy hour, $6.01 drinks before games. So they do that.
Go there, you get some cheap eats and you move on with your life. Yeah. You're buying the tickets. Why do you want to miss any of the game?
Like mingling.
Heat are 9-point underdogs, by the way.
Maybe that's why.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.